weather on the way. I'm Melissa Patrick. Another round of winter weather is headed our way, and local law enforcement officers are saying now is the time to prepare for safe driving on the snow and ice. Lieutenant Christian Perrin of the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol shares why it is important to make sure you are ready before the winter weather hits.
It's important that drivers always remember to give themselves a little extra time to get to your destinations on days when poor weather conditions impact the commute.
Last year, across Ohio, there were nearly 16,000 crashes on snow, ice, and slush-covered roads, and 1,404 of those were here in Holmes and Wayne counties.
That's nearly twice as many as the previous winter's total, and that's the highest amount over the last 5 years. So of the crashes recorded during last winter, 17 of those were fatal, resulting in 17 deaths, and 8 of those fatal crashes occurred in January.
Lieutenant Perrin says that the best way to avoid a crash is by having good driving habits that become even more important when the weather is bad.
Slow down, use extreme caution, and keep extra space between you and the vehicle ahead. So many of those winter crashes are avoidable. According to our statistics, unsafe speed by the at-fault driver was listed as the cause of 22% of crashes in snow, ice, or slush-covered roads, and that other crashes caused include driving off the road and following too closely.
In the event you are involved in a crash or your vehicle breaks down, the first thing you should do is turn on your hazard lights to warn other drivers.
Safely move your vehicle off the side of the roadway, if possible, and remain inside the vehicle and safely call either pound 677 or 911 for assistance. If your vehicle becomes stuck in the snow, clear the tailpipe of any possible debris to decrease the chance of carbon monoxide poisoning as well.
Lieutenant Perrin reminds drivers to follow these 3 simple tips when driving in winter weather.
We'd like to remind drivers to stock their vehicles with a winter car kit that includes an ice scraper, shovel, jumper cables, flashlight, warning devices, blankets, cell phone charger, first aid kit, water, and food. It's also important to make sure that your tires have plenty of tread. Check your battery and keep your windshield washer reservoir full. If you must travel in winter weather, you can visit ohgo.com for real-time traffic conditions from the Department of Transportation.
Stay with WKLM all weekend long for the latest weather information from our partners at the National Weather Service and the Holmes County EMA for any weather-related announcements. The Holmes County Sheriff reported 4 yesterday, 2 accidents, 11 incidents, and these 2 arrests. Andrew Lynn Hirschberger of Glenmont, who's arrested and charged with violate protection order or consent agreement, as well as Randy Ashton Miller of Glenmont, who is arrested and charged with contempt of court. Beginning February 1st, new travel rules go into effect that could cost you more at the airport if you don't have your real ID card. If you plan on flying out of Ohio anytime soon, you'll want to make sure you have a real ID or else it'll cost you. Starting February 1st, TSA says Ohio travelers without a real ID or another acceptable ID like a passport can pay $45 to use a new identity verification option called Confirm ID. TSA says you can do the verification before you get to the checkpoint and that it usually takes 10 to 15 minutes. Once completed, it's valid for 10 days. Ohio Republican Senator Bernie Moreno wants to put age restrictions on all social media. Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno is proposing a complete social media ban for kids under the age of 18. During a Senate committee meeting last week, he called social media, quote, worse than cigarettes for this generation. Senator Moreno also suggested withholding federal funding from schools that allow students to have cell phones. These restrictions are backed by experts who agree there is a need for stronger protections, although the age threshold varies. Legislation has been introduced on the national level to ban kids under the age of 13 from using social media. Michael McKee, the ex-husband accused of killing a Columbus couple 3 weeks ago, is now in a Franklin County jail. It was a little more than 3 weeks ago when Monique and Spencer Tepe were found shot to death in their Wineland Park home. Less than a week later, Columbus police released grainy surveillance video they say shows McKee getting out of his car before the couple was killed and getting back in right after. That car was then tracked to Rockford, Illinois, where McKee was arrested January 10th. Friday, McKee was indicted on 4 counts of aggravated murder and 1 count of aggravated burglary. If he is convicted, he faces life in prison with only the possibility of parole after 32 years. The 83-year-old Southwest Ohio man convicted of shooting and killing an Uber driver is requesting a new trial. Last week, William Brock was found guilty of murder, felonious assault, and kidnapping. The shooting happened in 2024 in Clark County. That's when Brock called 911 after he told police he shot Leotha Hall. She was working for Uber and thought she was picking up a package from Brock's home. Brock says he thought she was part of a threatening scam. In court documents, Brock's attorney claims Hall stepped onto Brock's porch, something he says constitutes Brock's actions as self-defense under Ohio's Castle Doctrine law. Those same documents say the judge plans to let prosecutors respond before deciding the next step. And finally, there is big news for fans of the Buc-ee's chain of gas stations and travel centers, as we now know when the first location in Ohio will open near Dayton. The mayor of Huber Heights says in a Facebook post that a Buc-ee's store is set to open there in April. There will be a special opening for local first responders on the 3rd. The grand opening set for the 6th at 6 a.m. It will be located at the intersection of 235 and 70. The Huber Heights store will be the state's first ever Buc-ee's. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.